Hello.
Ms. Brown, this is Bridget from Emergency Roadside Assistance. I was asking questions and then we got disconnected. My question,
I'm
ma'am,
sorry. I'm sorry, yes.
The provider wants to know, how did you end up in the bushes?
My car ran up and I was
I
on my
can't.
way.
I can barely hear you.
One second. I was on my way home and I slipped off the road and ran into the bushes on the side of the road.
This wasn't an accident.
The police was already calling. There's a crash report written and everything.
Okay, the customer's vehicle. Let me see. You said the police did a report?
Yes, they did a crash report.
Okay. So what I see here, vehicle is stuck in the bushes. So is it in mud?
Sand, yes. It's not.
Ma'am?
Yes, it's in the sand. Yes, it's in the dirt. I was trying to have someone help me to take it out, but they're unable to, which is why I was calling a roadside assistant.
Okay. Now, did anyone, when you had the previous caller, did they advise you that a winching service is one man, one driver, and anything, if it takes them longer than 30 minutes, you'll have to pay out of pocket?
She did say something about the 30 minutes. If it's longer than 30
yes, ma'am.
Minutes, then yes.
So the vehicle, but, is the vehicle still at 4803?
It's not at 4803. That's where I live, but it's in within that vicinity.
Okay. You're going to have to give me a little bit. And is it close to a mile marker? Is it close to a home? Or where is the vehicle?
It's close. It's within. It's in my community because I was on my way home.
Okay,
so it's like
five minutes
away from where I live. It's on the road.
Okay, but we need to know what road, ma'am.
Orleans Court.
Vehicle is on the side of the road in Orleans Court.
Yes, Orleans Court, yes.
O-R-L-E-A-N-S?
Yes.
Close to what? Is it close to a house or?
No, it's not close to any house. I mean, I guess it is.
What's to the right of it? What's to the left of it?
Okay, so there's houses within that area because it's a neighborhood.
Right.
But it's stuck within like the bushes. You know, when you're live in a neighborhood, they have like bushes on the side of the road.
Yes, ma'am. But is it
right.
Between? I'm trying to find out. Is there a house before it or after it
no,
or to the
no
right
house.
Of it?
No, there's no house because that's a main road that it's on, and then you have the side road where the houses are on.
Vehicle is on the side of the road.
On the main road.
Is on the side of the road, on the main road in
apartment complex. I mean, that's the best way I can put it.
Okay, so it's not at 4803. So what would you say?
I think that would probably be, see, it's on Orleans Court, but it doesn't have a number, and I don't know what the number of the house beside it. Like if the tow truck comes, like, they can't miss it. Like, once they come in, they'll see the car.
Yes, ma'am, but what I'm saying is, if your address is 5 miles up the road and the vehicle is
It's not even 1 mile away from my house. It's probably like 5 minutes away from my house. Walking, that is.
Okay, what I see is, are they called Arcadia Place Apartments?
No, it's not that. That's not the name of the apartment.
Okay. What's the name of it?
I've been all here for the
time. I'm sorry, ma'am. I'm just trying to find you.
I understand. I'm just tired.
Okay. I see on that street, I see Arcadia. I see Colony Oaks.
No, it's not.
I see. Okay. What's the name of the apartments?
See, I've always known it as Orleans Court, so I don't really know the name. I live here.
I don't see anything coming up as Orleans Court. I see.
Orleans Court?
O-R-L-E-A-N-S?
Yes. Like, if you put in my address, then he should find me. Could you do that then?
I'm looking on a map, and I don't see. I see Arcadia. I see a Colony Oaks. I don't see. And when we call them, a lot of the times they'll put in the address that we give them.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. If you put in the address, if you put in my address, they'll see me. Because I don't have a physical address to give you of where the car is. So if you put in my address, he'll see me. He has to pass me to get to my house. That's what the other, when I had called first, that's what she was doing. She was just using my address for them to find me.
Okay, I'm going to see what I can find out, and you'll receive a text message, okay?